A very lovely day to you and your family, beloved listening friend. You are tuned to Let the Bible Speak, and we are glad to have you join us once again as we continue to study God's Word in its given form, without additions or subtractions. It is important to know God's Word so that we can come to believe in Him rather than listen to uninspired men who tell us the visions of their own hearts. We pray that the blessings, protection, and grace of the Almighty God and the plans He has for you and family be achieved in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Let the Bible Speak is a sponsored program of the Churches of Christ, and we advocate a return to the Christianity that we find in the New Testament section of the Bible. We believe that the Bible teaches us to restore and maintain this undenominational Christianity as revealed in the pages of the New Testament of Christ, with the same seed, the Word of God, that produced the church and Christianity about 2,000 years ago. And we pray that you, dear listening friend, will join us in this noble quest. Let the Bible Speak in Abuja is sponsored by the Church of Christ, Kado. The Church of Christ, Kado, assembles and worships along Efab Estate Road, four houses away from Polaris Bank at Life Camp Junction and adjacent to Fana Hotel. We wish to invite you today to worship with us and experience the New Testament pattern of simple yet profound spiritual worship from the heart. You may obtain a free copy of this broadcast and other broadcasts of Let the Bible Speak by contacting us with the following numbers: 090-771-62877. We also have 080-604-11-389. And we have 080-338-24662. I'll take the numbers again. 090-771-62877. We have 080-604-11-389. And we have 080-338-24662. Please contact us by WhatsApp using these numbers given to you, and you may contact us by email with churchofchristkado@gmail.com, as well as check our website with www.churchofchristkado.org. You can join us on TV on ITV channel 142 and Star Times channel 130 every Saturday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. I am Abiodun Adegore, and I serve as evangelist with our sponsoring congregation, the Church of Christ, Kado. And with me in the studio this day is Solomon FM Asukwo, an evangelist serving with the Church of Christ in Gogwa, Tasha.
Good morning, beloved listener. You are welcome to Let the Bible Speak.
Thank you. Now, before we get into today's study, please join us in a word of prayer.
Our blessed and everlasting Father, we are grateful for the opportunity you have granted us this day to come to you with humble adoration. We thank you, Lord, that you have made us part of the living. And we thank you for today's broadcast. And we pray, O Lord, that you come and be with us and speak through us today, so that your word will guide our hearts to the truth in restoring the New Testament church. Father, we pray that for the stability of our nation. Pray for wisdom for our leaders.
Amen.
And help, O Lord, that peace and tranquility be restored to this nation. Lead us in this broadcast and be with our listener. Bless them and their families, and take control and help them to come to the truth of your word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Last week, dear listening friend, on this broadcast, we had a lively discussion about the necessity and possibility of restoring ancient Christianity to its pristine form. We were excited to discover that the Bible actually warned us about the apostasy that came as a result of false prophets and false religious leaders from the 2nd century AD. So the exciting part of this series of studies at Let the Bible Speak is the fact that God wants every believer to join forces and restore the Word of God to its rightful authority over all men, and the ancient beliefs of Christians, which made them different from the world around them. There are many narratives in the Bible, both Old and New Testament, that teach the restoration of God's way when men have left it for what Satan has dressed up. Satan sometimes deceives people that it is the right way. What Jesus Christ said is alarming enough. Let the Bible speak from Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14.
Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14.
Wow. Beloved listening friend, listen to what Jesus said. He said, few will find the road that leads to eternal life, while the many will be lost on that easy and broad road that leads to hell. This broad way that leads to eternal destruction is described as wide because it accommodates all innovations of men with a blatant disregard for the things of God. This broad way enthrones the words of religious leaders who are hypocritical liars. Well, before somebody criticizes this broadcast that we are too strong on leaders who are liars, let the Bible speak from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 3.
Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from food that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3.
Thank you, Brother Solomon. Beloved listener, if you have followed this text from God's word as we read it, you will agree that it says that those who will leave ancient Christianity and embrace humanistic doctrines are hypocritical liars whose consciences are seared because they tell lies for so long that the word of God means nothing to them anymore. And violating their consciences for a long time in disobedience to God, they have become callous to the consequences of their deceitful way of life. They tell lies without fear of eternal consequence of being deceivers. Some even think that they are doing God a favor by telling lies in order to help their brand of Christianity expand. No wonder God calls all these anomalies that have become the new normal going or walking on that broad road to hell. Many examples can be given, but those who listen to this broadcast are already familiar with many false teachings that religious leaders peddle as truth. When a religious leader says that God visited him and spoke audibly to him in order to impress the gullible who do not know God is not speaking to them through him, but has already spoken once and for all times, it is a situation of people who are like sheep who cannot read for themselves what God has earlier proclaimed through the mouth and pen of inspired men close to 2,000 years now. This false prophet knows that it is a lie that God told him something, but he peddles it anyway and is successful in getting many to believe him because many do not reason along with the Bible's description of the men that God used in giving his message. They were mighty in deeds and miracles. Even their shadow works wonders. Now you may ask yourself if you are one of those who will not read the Bible but delight in believing everything the so-called man of God tells you without checking your Bible to see whether what he's even claiming is true. God has never contradicted himself, and when what people say today is in direct opposition or contradiction to the written word of God, then something is wrong. It's either the Bible is wrong or what the new prophet is saying is wrong. Both cannot be true. If the Bible says we believe in God through the words of apostles who are given credentials, then it cannot be true that God is now speaking contradicting message through self-acclaimed men and women who are without credentials. From John 17, verse 20 to 21, let the Bible speak.
I am not praying for these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word, so that they all may be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. John chapter 7, 17, verses 20 to 21.
Thank you. Dearly beloved listener, God already chose those who will reveal his truth and the gospel and declare it to man as they spoke God's word, which God himself confirmed by the miracles that followed their work. For example, the Hebrew writer attests to this when he said, for if the word which was spoken through angels was confirmed, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which in the beginning was spoken by the Lord Jesus, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 2 to 4. Now, beloved, if you follow the word confirmed, it will become clear to you that what God revealed, he also confirmed the miracles. God made sure that all men know that these messengers that were speaking his words were divinely commissioned. This was about 2,000 years ago. Now, just compare the false and many times fake miracles of today's prophets with the ones in the New Testament, and it is clear that there is no comparison. It's like day and night. Again, the Bible did not say God is confirming his words to us, giving the idea that revelation is still ongoing. But God used the word confirmed in the aorist tense or past tense, something that happened in the past. Can we then believe that God means what he revealed through Jesus Christ, that the whole world will believe in God and the gospel through this word spoken by these men called apostles, as we read in John chapter 17, when Jesus Christ was praying for them? You are the new Jew today, and all these people, prophets today, are not part of that prayer directly. They are part of those who are going to believe in Jesus through the words of these men, Peter, Paul, John, and others. Yes, we can believe, and we should. Did God say he will send later prophets to come and give man a different gospel? No! The Bible said the opposite. In many passages of scripture, the Bible clearly says that men will rise to draw disciples after themselves and speak perverse things to achieve their aim. The Bible equally asks believers to fight for the truth and return to the words originally given. From Acts chapter 20 verse 28 and Jude 1 verse 3, let the Bible speak.
Therefore take heed to yourself and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit placed you as overseers, to shepherd the church of the Lord and of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that savage wolves will come in after my departure, not sparing the flock. Also from among you yourselves will rise men speaking things, having been distorted, in order to draw away the disciples after themselves. That is Acts chapter 20, verses 28 to 30.
Thank you.
Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you about our common salvation, it became necessary to write to you, exhorting you to earnestly contend for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unawares, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, changing the grace of our God into licentiousness, and denying the only master, God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude 1, 3 to 4.
Thank you, beloved listening friend. These texts are quite clear. The apostles revealed that church leaders would pervert the gospel and try to have their own churches or groups. Paul warned the elders of the church at Ephesus that it will happen. The same Bible also revealed that it began happening even during the first century, and Christians were admonished to fight for the pure and once for all delivered Christian faith. Christianity or the gospel is not being delivered today. It has already been given, signed, sealed, and delivered.
Amen.
We are only to look at what God has asked us to do and obey in faith that God is true and his words are our guide. Dear listener, you need to understand that sometimes men will quote the Bible as if they respect it and wish to obey it. They, however, are following Satan's approach. Satan's approach to the use of the Bible is not to obey it, not to encourage man to obey God, but to twist it and cause disobedience. We remember vividly what happened in the Garden of Eden when he added just one word and twisted what God has revealed. God said on the day Adam and Eve will eat of the forbidden fruit in the garden, they will surely die. Satan added the word not to God's word and changed the course of the world. Let the Bible speak from Genesis chapter 3, verse 3 to 4.
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Genesis chapter 3, verses 3 to 4.
God said, you shall surely die, but Satan added not and changed the prophetic utterance of God. So, dear listener, even when a man quotes the Bible and uses it out of its context, twisting its meaning, It does not imply that he's speaking on behalf of God. Many forget what the Bible says about Satan and his messengers. The devil came to Jesus to tempt him and was quoting the scripture for him. He even twisted the words of God to try and get Jesus to follow him and disobey God his Father. In this episode, Jesus, knowing the scripture very well, even from childhood, defended the truth and said three times, "It is written, it is written, it is written." This is the only way to go. We must say, "It is written," or we must say, "The Bible says." The importance of restoring the authority of God's word cannot be overemphasized because of the cunningness of Satan, his craftiness. A poor knowledge of the Bible may lead to Satan's success in confusing you and you believing his lies. The passage we read earlier in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 to 4 says men will believe teachings and lies of demons and become liars themselves. Not studying the Bible is then not a luxury we can afford. Satan is too powerful for us to play around with the eternal words of Christ. So let the Bible speak from Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 through 11.
Then Jesus was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. And having fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. And approaching him, the tempter said, "If you are the Son of God, speak so that these stones may become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels orders concerning you, and in their hands they will lift you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him up on a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11.
Thank you. It's a long reading. But we discover that if Jesus Christ defended himself with the Bible and was able to defeat Satan with the word of God and corrected a twisted quote from Satan with another passage of scripture, then who is it that thinks he can defeat Satan by other means apart from the word of God described as the sword of the Spirit?
Nobody.
A scholar observed these tactics by Satan in twisting God's word to change its intended meaning. Listen to Wayne Jackson. He says, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down. The devil appealed to Psalm 91 verse 11 to 12, implying that God will not let Jesus fall to his death. In effect, Satan was saying to Jesus, so you trust God completely? Well, cast yourself down. After all, he has promised to protect you. The protection that God affords the faithful is not without conditions." The Lord recognized that such provocation of God is sin, and he will not submit his Father to a frivolous test. Therefore, Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 16 to ward off the temptation. You see, so when a man or geo says, "This is what Baba told me," what you should do is to ask politely, "Where is this recorded in the scriptures that Christians are told to do this very thing, Baba?" In the case he has lifted a passage from the Old Testament and twisted it and is asking you and other believers to do something that may damn your souls, will you not quote the right scripture from the New Testament that forbids the very thing the man is asking you to do? We must follow Jesus' example to defeat the old serpent and his prophets. For example, a listener asked during the live broadcast at the end of last month if the Bible says categorically that Christians should not pay tithes. We simply directed his mind to what the inspired writer of the book of Hebrews warned the early Christians, that the law of tithing and the Old Testament Levitical priesthood had to change because Christ was to set up his own priesthood, and he cannot become our high priest as long as the law given through Moses is still binding, or was still binding. That law of Moses spoke categorically that only Levites can function before God as priests. Jesus was not from the tribe of Levi, and he could not become a priest as long as that law was in effect. Jesus therefore fulfilled that law, took it away and nailed it to the cross in Colossians 2:14, so that he can begin a new covenant with the whole world, Jews and Gentiles, and establish his own priesthood, which will be different from Levitical priesthood. Those who love money will twist the fact that the law of Moses was not given to the Gentile world, but Jews only, while Christians are under the law of Christ, and there is no Jew or Gentile in Christ, neither is there a Levitical priesthood anymore. Since they want the money that belongs to God, they will always quote passages in Malachi, another Old Testament, that talks about tithes and make it look like God was addressing Christians. Jesus was not even born when Malachi was asked to prophesy to the Jewish nation that had that covenant of tithe. Let the Bible speak from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 5 and 11 to 14.
And those descendants of Levi who received the priestly office have a commandment in the law to take tithes from the people, that is, from their brothers. Mm-hmm. Though these also are descendants from Abraham. Good. Now, if perfection had been attained through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, mm-hmm. what further need would there have been for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek, rather than one named after the order of Aaron? For when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well. For the one of whom these things are spoken belong to another tribe, from which no one has ever served at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 5-14.
Wow. This passage says before there could be a change in priesthood, there must be a change in the law. God changed his law of priesthood to usher in Jesus as high priest of a new covenant. This is why we have Old and New Testament in our Bibles. Malachi was a prophet sent to Jews and not to Christians, and that was even the Old Testament.
Yes.
Now, Christians are under Christ and his new covenant. He is in heaven doing what the Old Testament high priest do, interceding for the people. Christ is in the true tabernacle or temple, which the Old Testament tabernacle was prophesying.
Mm-hmm.
The whole book of Hebrews has this theme: Christ is better. He is better than angels. He is better than Moses. His blood is better than the blood of rams and sheep. His priesthood is better than the Levitical priesthood. Many today do not even know that the priesthood has changed and that Christians are not under the old covenant given to the Jews. Let us allow the Bible to put this confusion to rest once and for all. Let the Bible speak from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 9.
You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
Dear listener, did you hear this reading? The Apostle Peter was writing to all Christians scattered by persecution in ancient Asia Minor, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, and so forth. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. He wrote to Christians in general, not to clergy. There was no clergy in early Christianity. The division between some called clergy and others called laity is foreign to the New Testament of Christ. All Christians are a holy nation, a royal and holy priesthood to God. If we follow the word of God and restore Christianity to what it was before men corrupted it, we will not have some men wearing some special garment and calling themselves priests, for all Christians are priests. Ancient Christianity does not have disciples of Christ wearing special clothing, for they all have put on Christ and his love as a garment. Christians wear the robes of righteousness given by Christ, not special robes sewn by a tailor. Let the Bible speak from Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, 27.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah is the prophet that described wearing righteousness provided by Christ as a robe. Let the Bible speak from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10.
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult
in my God,
for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decked himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns himself with her jewels. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10.
So, beloved listening friend, when you see people wearing special Christian clothing, you know, that differentiate them from other believers, you know that they are part of those who have innovated and changed Christianity into what they want and not what God spoke in his words and gave as commandments. There is no clergy and laity in the New Testament. The Old Testament Levitical high priests were specifically asked by God to wear special garments. But the New Testament priesthood of Christ wear the robes of righteousness of Jesus. Should we restore ancient Christianity to prime glory and beauty the way God directs, or go along with the plastic and fake religion that man has supplanted the original with? As for us, at Let the Bible Speak, we will allow God to speak and we listen to him. We remember the principle learned from Jeremiah, who told Israel when they were following man's religion and disobeying God, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 23. So are you directing your own way to God, or allowing God to lead you to himself? Jesus is the only way to God, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. John 14, 6. Now, God has, he has given us his way, his truth, and the living words to guide us Christians today. So we should return to what he has said and directed, and not continue to follow the doctrine of men. If you are just joining us for the first time, this is Let the Bible Speak, a broadcast that advocates a return to the Christianity that we find in the New Testament section of the Bible. We believe that the Bible teaches us to restore and maintain this undenominational Christianity as revealed in the pages of the New Testament of Christ, with the same seed, the Word of God, that produced it and Christianity about 2,000 years ago. And we pray that you, dear listening friend, will join us in this noble quest. Let the Bible Speak in Abuja is sponsored by the Church of Christ, Kado. Church of Christ, Kado assembles and worships along Efabe State Road, 4 houses away from the Polaris Bank at Life Camp Junction. It is adjacent to Fana Hotel. And we wish to invite you today to worship with us, experience the New Testament pattern of simple yet profound spiritual worship from the heart. Now, you can obtain copies of this broadcast by contacting us with the numbers already given. Please join us on TV with ITV Channel 142 and Star Times Channel 130 every Saturday, 6 to 6:30 p.m. Beloved listener, we have been studying the need for us to go back to the Bible and find what it is as given by God, find out what it's like, then return to it. This is imperative because the same Bible prophesied that there will be an apostasy which began almost 2,000 years ago, immediately after all the apostles died. This apostasy began rearing up its ugly head even when the apostles were still alive, and Christians were warned not to believe every teacher that says he is from God, but to test their words with the ones already given, to know if it's from the spirit of truth or the spirit of error. Paul and John strongly warned that any change from the word already given results in a curse and destruction. Let the Bible Speak from Galatians 1, 8 to 9 and 1 John 4, 1.
But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel to you other than what we preach to you, let him be accursed. Mm-hmm. As we have said before, and I say again just now, if anyone preaches a gospel to you other than what you received, let him be accursed. Galatians chapter 1 verses 8 to 9. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1.
Thank you. Beloved listening friend, are you testing what your GO and your pastor tell you is from God with the very words of God, or are you respecting the man more than God? This is Let the Bible Speak, and we hope to be with you again next week, same time, same station, with a continuing study on the restoration plea. From all of us at the studio, we say,
do have a wonderful week.